I am in my favorite place in the whole wide world. Welcome to Hill Creek, Arkansas. Hey, I'm Blake.
And I'm Lindley.
This is your tailgate talk. So today I want to talk to you about priorities. You may not be able to hear me over the breathing canine next to me. This is my right-hand man, Tough Man. Yeah, he's a good boy. So I understand busyness. Like, I understand what it means to have a lot on your plate and to have a full schedule. I get it. And most of us are busy. Most of us are juggling a whole lot of things at one time. It's like you've seen the old picture or the old video of somebody spinning plates on the poles or whatever, and they're trying to keep them spinning, and it's just a mess. I get it. But in the midst of that craziness, sometimes we have to kind of take charge of our schedule and hit the pause button. A couple weeks ago, I had just such an opportunity. There's somewhere that you ask to go a lot.
Urban Air.
So there's a place in Conway. You may have them in your area. It's like a big trampoline park. It's a lot of fun. Really mainly for her, but anyway.
It's more than a big trampoline park. They got a VR there.
Oh, they have a lot of options, yeah. So this is not intended to be a commercial for them, but you know, it is what it is. And Lindley loves to go there. And the problem is we don't always have the time to go. So every year we do a daddy-daughter date for what? What do we do it for? For Valentine's
Day.
And so that day, I decided I would pick Lindley up from school a little early, and I surprised her. I didn't tell her where we were going, but I surprised her, and we went, and didn't we go eat first or after?
Yeah.
We went to Urban Air, and you did, what all did you do at Urban Air? Everything, right? Climbed the rock walls, you did the trampolines, you did the VR, you did the spinny go-kart thing.
I did not like that.
You did the ropes course. Yeah. So she did it all. And after that, she decided, because we were going to go eat, and she said, you remember what you said after we got finished at Urban Air?
McDonald's.
You said, Dad, let's just go through a drive-thru and take it home and watch a movie. That's my girl right there. That's my girl. We share a brain. So that's what we did, and that was the highest priority to me that day. Everything else had to wait because I was going to hang out with my angel baby, is what I've called her since she was born. You know, Paul said something kind of along those lines in the book of Colossians chapter 3. He said that, you know, what we need to make an effort, a tangible effort, a focused effort to do is to set our minds on things above and not just on things below. We're not on things below. What does that mean? It means that we have to set our priorities. We have to set our focus. And there are times where everything else in the world is fighting for our attention, and we have to make the choice to focus our mind on what God has called us to focus our mind on, to make Him the priority, to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and let Him add everything else to us. So just a thought today, maybe what you need more than anything today or this week is just to hit the pause button and set aside what is important as your first priority.
And go to Urban Air.
And again, this is not a commercial for any business, but Lindley says, and go to Urban Air. All right, so that's all I've got. You got anything else you want to say?
Well, there's Buddy.
Yeah, there's Buddy. Anything else you want to say? We're kind of on a crunch here of time.
Anything else I want to say, and if you want to have fun, go to Urban Air.
Okay, all right. Hey, that's all I've got. Buddy's joined us. Good job. All right. So I'm Blake, and
I'm Lindley.
And that's Buddy, and that's Tough.
And we don't know where Sissy is.
And we don't know where Sissy is. And this has been, you gonna say it with me, your tailgate talk
about Urban Air.